My text this morning is from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15. Speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ. Sometimes the impression is given that being a Christian is all about one moment when we come to Christ. It's rather like the old-fashioned love story about how a boy meets a girl and they get to know each other and then they fall in love, and after that there's nothing much to say. They live happily ever after. But in the Christian faith, there's not only coming to faith, but also growing in faith. And of course, we can come to faith in a short period of time, instantaneously. Or alternatively, we may come to faith over a longer period of time. But however we come to faith, then that is followed by a growing in faith. Today in our modern scientific age, we are used to things happening instantaneously. And so we press a button and the television comes on. We flick a switch and the electric light comes on. But if we go back to the older agricultural society, then people were used to things happening more gradually. For about 20 years, I used to grow some of my own tomatoes. And in May, I would buy maybe half a dozen small seedlings. And then over the next 3 to 5 months, I'd watch them grow. The plant would get taller, then there'd be more leaves, the flower would come, then the green tomato, and finally the red tomato. And sometimes at the end of September, I'd have to take green tomatoes off the plant, wrap them up in paper, put them in a drawer, and wait maybe another couple of months for them to ripen. And so the tomatoes grew slowly. As far as I'm aware, there's no crash program for growing tomatoes quickly outdoors. It takes time. It depends upon the sun, the rain, and the soil. Growth is slow, secret, and unspectacular. And it's the same way with faith. Our faith will grow slowly, and we need to be patient with it. One further thing I want to say before getting on to the characteristics of growth which our text suggests is that faith can begin in a very small way. It can be just a longing for God, for someone greater than ourselves, for a creator and preserver of life, for a rudder for our lives. And then that small faith can grow. And sometimes our initial small faith has with it doubts and questions. We shouldn't be put off by this, but rather we should endeavour to grow in our faith. Now, moving on to our text. Our text begins by saying the first characteristic of growth is speaking the truth in love. We notice that there is such a thing as Christian truth, and we find it most of all in the Bible. The United Reformed Church says that the Bible is the supreme authority for the faith and conduct of all God's people. We also find Christian truth in the various creeds and statements made by the faith, by the church down the centuries. But of course, most of all, we find Christian truth in Jesus Christ, who himself said, "I am the truth," and that he is the way to God the Father. Now, we sometimes think of faith as being personal, and of course it is, but it isn't also private. Faith is something to be shared. It's to be shared with our fellow Christians for mutual help and encouragement. And it's also to be shared with other people, non-Christians. Some years ago, a close friend of mine, he and his wife, had their first daughter, and they sent me a card to tell me of the happy occasion in their life. And it's the same with the Christian faith. That surely is something happy. It's good and beautiful, and so it's something that we should want to share with other people. Paul says, "Speak the truth in love." And we should be mindful that as we share the Christian truth with others, that we need to do so in a spirit of love. The second characteristic of growth is that it's something that's communal. Paul says we are to grow up into Christ. He doesn't say, "I am to grow up into Christ," but rather, "We are to grow up into Christ." And so growing in the faith is something that we do with our fellow Christians. Think of the life of Jesus. Jesus called 12 disciples to share in his preaching and healing ministry. Not only that, if you read the Gospels closely, it seems there was a larger band of followers who supported Jesus in his ministry. And then when we turn to the early church, we are told that the first Christians met constantly to hear the apostles teach, to share the common life, to break bread, and to pray. In other words, we should be concerned not only about our own spiritual growth, but also the spiritual growth of the rest of the folk in the church, the rest of the Christian fellowship. And we should want to contribute to the growth in faith of our fellow Christians. The third characteristic that Paul mentions in our text is that we are to grow in every way. In other words, Paul sees Christian growth as not only something for the religious life, but also for our life at work and with our family and in society. We need to care for our families, to care for husbands, wives, parents, children, our families. And it may be that there comes an occasion where a Christian has to relinquish an office in church in order to give him or her that extra time to care for a relative who may have a long-term illness. We're also to be Christians at work, to uphold integrity, conscientiousness, honesty, and caring, for we can witness to our faith at work. And we're to be a Christian in society by helping our neighbours, the strangers in distress, and by trying to support peace, freedom, and justice in the wider world. Horatius Bonar, in the hymn that we began our service with, says these words: "Fill thou my life, O Lord my God, in every part with praise, that my whole being may proclaim thy being and thy ways. Praise in the common things of life, its goings out and in. Praise in each duty and each deed, however small and mean." And the fourth and final characteristic of growth that Paul alludes to is that he says that we are to grow up into him who is our head, into Christ. In church, we can sometimes get distracted. We may give a great deal of attention to different ways of worship or different forms of church government or maybe minor details of doctrine, and in so doing inadvertently take attention away from Christ. For the centre of the life of the individual Christian and the centre of the life of the church should be Jesus Christ. Our aim needs to be a closer communion with Christ, a closer fellowship with Christ, and a deeper living relationship with Jesus Christ. And so Paul says, we are to grow up into Christ. The aim of the Christian life should be that we should endeavour with God's help to become mature Christians. This process will be slow, secret, unspectacular. It'll take patience. But it is the task which is given to us. Paul writes, speaking the truth in love. We are to grow up in every way into Him who is our head, into Christ. Amen.